I'm addicted to fantasy football in a good way.
Oh, you can't beat it.
That's part of what makes fantasy football so great. Well, let's a hustle every day of life. And
it's enough to keep your head above the water sea. Hi. If you're listening to this, it's because I wanted to present a unique marketing and advertising opportunity. Not only will it expand your customer base, but will also increase your competitive advantage by marketing your brand to the masses. My name's Maury Baker. I do a sports talk radio show called The Fantasy Hustle that focuses on the NFL and fantasy football. Now, some are more familiar with fantasy football than others, but I'm guessing if you don't play it yourself, you know some people who do. In fact, about one out of every five of your customers plays fantasy sports. Now, what does this mean for you? Well, like you, our listeners want to gain an edge on their competition. Our show makes our fans better and puts them in a great position to win their leagues. A relationship with us will give your products and services the exposure you're looking for to grow your business and give you a stronger position in the marketplace. Your brand name will start to be recognized everywhere and sought after more and more. TheFantasyHustle.com will be an integral part of our show. Your relationship with the radio show will give you preferred placement and even more exposure on our website. I would love to talk to you more about how your business would fit in and benefit. Here's some highlights of last season's show to help you get to know a little bit more what we do.
Tell you what, let's go to the phone lines. Let's take our first call of the night.
Question, I'm a rookie fantasy player. When we did the draft in the office, I was on conference calls. I'm looking at this for a long-term perspective. I'm in a keeper league, 12 teams. We've been together for 12 years.
I'm a football nut. I'll be glad when baseball's gone.
I'm in a fantasy league at work, and I just have a couple concerns.
Now it's time for a little segment I like to call Buy, Sell, Trade.
I just wanted to run a trade by it. I'm thinking about.
Well, I have a trade pending. I'm trying to figure out if I should do a trade. I need help at running back, and I'm toying with the idea of trading either Carson Palmer or Tony Romo.
And the reason Maury brings this up is because trades are very, very significant.
Now, staying with fantasy, you know, let's talk about who's hot and cold right now.
I don't have a question about a trade. I had a question about who I should start this week. I got a predicament. I want you guys' input.
Should I be playing Gore this week?
So I would say a die for sure on those matchups there, and then I would probably go Adrian Peterson.
By the end of the year, who will be worth more fantasy points?
Well, I got a target setting for you.
I've got a couple of things. I have two quarterbacks, Mark Bulger and Jeff Garcia, and I'm trying to decide if I should take out Bulger on a one really good game by Jeff Garcia or not.
Let's talk about some pickups you might be able to make if you're particularly weak at a position.
Well, I've got some wide receiver issues. Who would you pick up?
I'm 12 points out of first place.
This is the week you take first place because Brian Westbrook is going to run wild on Detroit.
Hey, I had a couple of pretty big problems with my fantasy team this year.
There may not be a better free agent pickup this year.
We need to cancel the show because I need to get on the internet with my waiver
line.
We'd love to help you out. That's what the show's all about. Let's talk about some injuries that you got to keep your eye out for this week.
How long do you think Peterson's going to be out?
What do you know, first of all, about Jamal Lewis? Is he going to play this week?
What type of things are you looking at for Sunday?
Well, you guys have definitely helped me out.
We're going to go to break right now, but when we come back, we'd love to take more of your calls. Call us with your fantasy inquiries. You're listening to the Fantasy Hustle.
Now, you've already heard that our listeners cover the full spectrum, male and female, rookies and veterans. I thought I would highlight some more contrasts.
I'm not really into fantasy that much. Haven't ever really gotten into a big NFL fan, but is it too late to get started?
I got 10 leagues like you. I'm all over the dot com.
I just had a question. I heard you guys talking about the keeper league.
I have another league.
I've only worked at free leagues because I'm addicted to fantasy football in a good way. But this is really fun, you know, and I tried to explain it to people that aren't sports fans and they don't get it.
All the way from Wichita, Kansas.
No, we love having the nationwide listeners. Definitely can listen online.
I got a text real quick. We're probably going to talk about it.
Now, are you on your car or are you at home listening online?
I am at home, actually.
Hey, I'm glad I found you guys. I checked yesterday and I was kind of like, oh no.
Hey, you guys gave me some advice a couple weeks ago to play Maurice Jones-Drew over Lamont Jordan.
Yeah.
That worked out bad.
Well, wait a minute. I remember when you called before, and you're very welcome, by the way, when you were trying to decide between Adai, Adrian Peterson, and Willie Parker, because we told you to go Adai and Peterson, which
and
just the two of them alone.
He punishes defenses at the end of the third quarter, fourth quarter. He punishes them.
Old as dirt, and he's still throwing touchdowns. It's beautiful. He was still alive when people called each other Daddy-O.
Well, I'm probably going over a bit. I just wanted to make sure you have a good feel for the show and our personalities, because, you know, 60% of the time, we're great. Every time. I'll close things up with more of our listeners' feedback. Keeping them happy is what counts, and that's how we roll around here.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Hustle here on 1320 KFAN, the sports leader. Let's go right to the phone.
I'm doing good, guys. Great show.
All right, guys. Hey, I love your show.
No,
I'm
thanks for
it
calling.
As often as I can.
Yeah, doing great, guys. Great show.
And by the way, I listen to your show all the time. It's very good. I appreciate it.
Motown, you're doing a great job. Love the show.
Hey, I got your show last week and actually made time this week to catch it again. Love the show. You guys are both exciting to listen to, and I think you'll be around a long time. Thanks, fellas. I think you'll be around a long time. Be around a long time, long time, long time.
Well, we hope you like what you heard. If you'd like to find out more about how your company, products, and services would be a great fit with us, give me a call.